12. When they walked in, Amanda's mother was busy with her usual tools, a yellow plastic bucket and a sponge. She was scrubbing purple crayon off the TV screen. "Mom," said Amanda, "this is Jeffrey." She whispered, "What's your last name?" He whispered, "McGee." She said, "McGee." Mrs. Beale held up a hand and said, "Hold it," and went on scrubbing. When she was finally finished, she straightened up, turned, and said, "Now what?" "Mom, this is Jeffrey McGee, you know." Amanda was hardly finished when Maniac zipped across the room and stuck out his hand. "Nice to meet you, Mrs. Beale. Mrs. Beale." They shook hands. Mrs. Beale smiled. "So, you're the book boy." She started nodding. "Amanda came home one day. Mom, there's a boy I loaned one of my books out to." "Loaned a book? You?" "Mom, he practically made me. He really likes books. I met him on..." "Mom," Amanda screeched, "I never said all that." Mrs. Beale nodded solemnly. "No, of course you didn't." She gave Maniac a huge wink, which made Amanda screech louder until something crashed in the kitchen. Mrs. Beale ran. Amanda and Maniac ran. The scene in the kitchen stopped them cold. One little girl, eyes wide, standing on a countertop. One little boy, eyes wide, standing just below her on a chair. One shattered glass jar and some stringy, pale-colored glop on the floor. One growing cloud of sauerkraut fumes. The girl was Hester, age 4. The boy was Lester, age 3. In less than 5 minutes, while Mrs. Beale and Amanda cleaned up the floor, Hester and Lester and their dog Bow Wow were in the backyard wrestling and tickling and jumping and just generally going wild with their new buddy and victim, Maniac McGee. Maniac was still there when Mr. Beale came home from his Saturday shift at the tire factory. He was there for dinner when Hester and Lester pushed their chairs alongside his. He was there to help Amanda mend her torn book. He was there watching TV afterward with Hester riding one knee, Lester the other. He was there when Hester and Lester came screaming down the stairs with a book, Amanda screaming even louder after them. The kids shoving the book and themselves onto Maniac's lap, Amanda finally calming down because they didn't want to crayon the book. They only wanted Maniac to read. And so he read Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile to Hester and Lester, and even though they pretended not to listen, to Amanda and Mr. and Mrs. Beale. And he was there when Hester and Lester were herded upstairs to bed, and Mrs. Beale said, "Don't you think it's about time you're heading home, Jeffrey? Your parents'll be wondering." So Maniac, wanting to say something but not knowing how, got into the car for Mr. Beale to drive him home. And then he made his mistake. He waited for only 2 or 3 blocks to go by before saying to Mr. Beale, "This is it." Mr. Beale stopped, but he didn't let Maniac out of the car. He looked at him funny. Mr. Beale knew what his passenger apparently didn't. East End was East End, and West End was West End, and the house this white lad was pointing to was filled with black people, just like every other house on up to Hector Street. Mr. Beale pointed this out to Maniac. Maniac's lips started to quiver, and right there, with a car idling in the middle of the street, Maniac told him that he didn't really have a home, unless you counted the deer shed at the zoo. Mr. Beale made a U-turn right there and headed back. Only Mrs. Beale was still downstairs when they walked into the house. She listened to no more than 10 seconds worth of Mr. Beale's explanation before saying to Maniac, "You're staying here." Not long after, Maniac was lying in Amanda's bed, Amanda having been carried over to Hester and Lester's room, where she often slept anyway. Before Maniac could go to sleep, however, there was something he had to do. He flipped off the covers and went downstairs. Before the puzzled faces of Mr. and Mrs. Beale, he opened the front door and looked at the 3 cast iron digits nailed to the door frame. 7 to 8. He kept staring at them, smiling. Then he closed the door, said a cheerful good night, and went back to bed. Maniac McGee finally had an address.